Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists.
And his name is John C.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast style, sometimes none of that. My name is Eagle. And I really, really want whoever's listening to this to go to Annabelle's Thursday to see Harvey Pekar, World's Scariest Police Chases,
yeah,
and Wall Creeper.
Harvey Pekar's coming down, huh?
Dude, Harvey Pekar's coming down. Wall Creeper's playing World's Scariest Police Chases. Awesome, awesome friggin' band. They're from Pittsburgh, I believe. And I am joined, as always, by the one, the only, the man who's missing the Nickelback concert at the Blossom tonight.
Oh, they're playing Blossom? My favorite place to watch concerts?
Yeah, that's the only reason you're not going. Rubber City Redbeard! How old are you, my man?
I'd be better if I was hanging out with Chad Kroeger.
Yes.
My buddy. My pal.
Daughtry's opening up.
I'm good, man. We're keeping it 99, and apparently a bunch of white guys in polo shirts are keeping it 88.
Jesus Christ.
Down in Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, newsflash. That's always been the uniform of the asshole, by the way.
I've known this forever. I've hated all you fuckers forever. I know you fuck clean-shaven, polo shirt wearing, the fucking cargo shorts above your knees, fucking flip-flops with socks. Fuck you guys. Like, I've been talking shit about you for a long time, and I'm glad that you're out now. I'm glad that you're all coming out now.
Yeah.
Because you're the new face that people get to be fucking scared of. You're the new face, right? Like, because I got to walk down the street and have girls, like, clutch their fucking purses and grab their mace, right? Because I look like a fucking
metalhead
racist fucking biker. You know? Fuck that. Not anymore. You know who the racists are? You know the fucking you little bastards that used to fuck with me in high school, and I knew it.
The polo shirt wearing, khaki rocking motherfuckers. The day, what was it, Sunday, I went to Giant Eagle yesterday morning, picked up some food. I was in the line at Giant Eagle. There was a dude with his mother, and dude was maybe 20, 21, rocking a pink polo shirt, had khakis, khaki shorts on. He looked like he should have been there. I started stereotyping right away. I was like, there he is.
Of course you did.
You know what?
You wanted to punch him.
The dead giveaway, though, is the fact that he was carrying a tiki torch. I was like, why the hell is he carrying a tiki torch to the Giant Eagle?
That's crazy.
I was, though. I was totally like, he's one of them.
That kind of pisses me off, too. Like, how dare you motherfuckers, like, take something awesome like the tiki torch,
yeah,
which lines many of people's decks throughout the summer to keep the mosquitoes away, right? People like me who give off a lot of fucking CO2 because I'm fat. Fat guys, in case you didn't know, give off a lot of CO2.
Yeah.
Right? And if you wear black, you're more attractive to mosquitoes. Right? Oh. So as fat guy, metalheads,
yeah,
we're prime targets.
Constantly rocking
so
the black tea.
Tiki torches and citronella candles are friends.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I can't even go buy a fucking tiki torch without getting stared at funny at the goddamn checkout line at fucking Home Depot.
Yeah.
I can't even do it.
What happens when you go to buy 40 of them?
Like, I'm a fucking racist now. You know?
That shit's insane, Charlottesville. That took up like an hour of my time the other night. Was just worrying about it.
The best part about it, see, like, I'm not even worried about it because eventually somebody's going to show up and fuck them up, right? There's people 5 miles down the road, like, that if shit really got out of hand, there would be some people like, all right, let's just fucking go over there.
Yes.
Let's just fucking drive over and fucking handle this shit real quick. Mm-hmm. There was plenty of people around Virginia that were willing to come over and handle that shit, I'm sure.
Well, in September, there's a pro-Trump rally going on September 16th in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
The same day as the March of the Juggalos.
Oh.
And it really had me thinking. I was like, why wasn't the March of the Juggalos Saturday in Charlottesville? Because then, what a crazy turn of events that would have been. Juggalos versus the white yuppie fucking douchebag kids.
Do you think
who
yuppie,
are racist?
Do you think the yuppie supremacists aren't going to be in D.C. for the Trump rally? Of course they're going to be up
they
there.
They better be.
Oh, they'll be up there. The
they'll
alt,
better
the
be.
Right.
As a longtime member of the Juggalo family, whoop whoop, magic, magic, ninjas, what? I can say this for a fact, absolutely not racist. In fact, the absolute opposite, because we would love to have more black people in our crew.
Juggalos?
We would love to have more black people in the Juggalo family.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are some of the most accepting people.
Yes!
You really are. Like, Juggalos are some misunderstood motherfuckers in the way that they just want to be left alone to do their thing. You know, like, don't... My Wave. You're one of your favorite Soundgarden songs.
Yes.
Perfect example. That's a Juggalo. Just do your thing. Mm-hmm. Stay the fuck off My Wave. You know? You keep it over there, and we'll keep our shit over here, whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. I have to say it back when I hear it.
You know? I've ran into some asshole Juggalos over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they were like the wannabe Juggalos. That they weren't the real Juggalos. I think they were kids that wanted to...
We refer to them
as... a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure one of the kids I punched had a polo shirt on.
They are called Juggahoes.
Juggahoes.
Yeah.
That's what I used to call it.
Juffalo. Juggahoe.
Juffalo.
Yeah.
Is that a thing too?
ICP and Twisted used to do songs about how they wish that, poser Juggalos just didn't even fucking try. They would just make fun of posers.
There's a lot of them, though.
They're like, you're just trying to be down with the crew. You don't actually understand, like, how fucking funny and stupid our music is.
Your mom ain't sucking dick for cocaine.
She ain't.
You ever fucked a fat bitch in the back of a small car? Nope.
It's the only way to become a Juggalo.
It's like the initiation. That's getting jumped in.
Yep.
That's getting jumped in.
It's just going to happen.
Right.
I think that's funny that I know some people that took the Donald Trump stance. Where they're like, they weren't the only ones there that were like trying to incite, and yeah, right? And it's like, you need to start before, I get where you're coming from, you need to start with fuck Nazis before you say anything else.
Yeah.
Let's put that out in the air.
Because it doesn't, I don't
fuck
give a
Nazis.
Fuck, I don't care who was down there like starting shit, if Nazis show up anywhere and start saluting, you take the side of whoever's not a Nazi. That's how that works.
And then you have the 20-year-old kid from Ohio who ran down a crowd of people, ended up killing a 32-year-old woman.
Yep. White lady. Does that matter? White woman?
That's a weird
some isn't there
irony,
some irony
right?
in there, right? Like, you're pissed off at
white lives matter.
Taking our country back. I'm killing white ladies.
I deserve to have some pride in the fact. And it's like, you're not losing anything. First of all, nothing was ever taken away from
that
you.
Guy,
and no, you shouldn't have.
That guy's from Toledo, which is close enough to Michigan that I'm going to say he was from Michigan.
Yeah.
Not claiming that, dude. Oh,
fucking A. Toledo might as well be.
Not Michigan. My Ohioan.
Mm-mm.
No, not my president or Ohioan. Like that dude... Do you think he specifically drove over there to run some people over? I don't think he did. I don't think he like left Ohio like, I'm about to kill some motherfuckers. I think he was there and was like, fuck it, I got a car and these motherfuckers won't move. Wow! Did you watch the video?
I did see the video. I saw different
backed,
angles.
When he backed up the street and his car was all fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he had to hit them like hard because he tore the whole front of his fucking car up, dude. Like, windshield was smashed on the passenger side. The hood was all fucking caved in, bumper ripped off. I mean, he fucked some people up.
Right. And I don't think anybody has to question where we stand on this. This is the Nazi punching show.
Again, like...
This is the Nazi punching show.
But there's any situation that involves a Nazi, you're on the other side of it.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what the situation is, unless it's like Nazis versus pedophiles, and then you just.
I want to see that one.
At that point, you just stay the fuck out of it, right? Like, just you guys deal with that. I can't even. I'm not choosing sides. But if there's some fucking white guys being Nazis around fucking Sieg Heil and shit, you punch him in the fucking head. You don't. Nazis aren't allowed, man. What the fuck? When did this end? Why is this even a question? This should never be a question. Nazis aren't allowed. Period. Anywhere. Anywhere. Germans, man. Germans. If you go to Germany, like, they are really fucking uptight about that Hitler shit.
Yeah, they're sensitive about it for sure.
They really are. Like, they don't, they're like, look, that wasn't our president.
Yeah, right. And now we're sitting here going, like, this wasn't our president. We're the country with the
Nazis. We don't do that shit.
We don't. Fuck everything.
And like, and then like David Duke was on and he's like, this is why we voted for Trump. He said he was taking our country back. And I'm like, did you guys think he was speaking directly to you? Like, do you think you just associated old, rich, and white with you and was like, he's totally talking about white people. White people are going to take it back and black people have it right now, but we're going to get it. What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah.
David fucking Duke. Jesus Christ. How is that guy even a thing still? Who hasn't taken him out? Oh, you know, all that shit that fucking happened down south in Louisiana with the fucking the wave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then wiped the shit out. And then all the gangbangers down there just started murdering people everywhere and running amok. Nobody could fucking hit David Duke.
It's a shame.
How does this even fucking... It's a thing. Like, we're living a thing. This is a thing now. We've somehow gone back to the 50s. 40s, even. 40s. Because of Nazis. So early 40s. Like, we had grandparents that fought in a war over this shit.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I bet some of those cats are at that Nickelback show right now.
I bet they are.
It's the blackout. Rory got the back out. Showing my black ass. Engine in the glass house. Started in a crack house. Obama went the back route. Kill Bin Laden. Another four up in the black house. Still got the max out. Pull a mask down like a mascot. Still.
I think we should mention that here in a little bit. We're going to be debuting a song.
Oh!
Yeah. From a band that's coming back. Let's talk about something on a little bit of a lighter note. There's a shitload of concerts coming to town, dude. Like a shitload of really good bands coming to town. Queens of the Stone Age is going to be coming to the Agora. You got Danzig, your favorite Danzig, and Corrosion of Conformity, though. COC. You're going to also be coming to the Agora.
And I like COC. I wouldn't go to the show.
Primus is coming November 2nd to the Goodyear Theater. And I went to go look up tickets the other day. And guess who's not going to Primus?
Any of us.
Yeah. $64 for the cheapest seat. First of all, it's a seat.
If my grandparents were still alive, they would have had the
hookup.
Yeah, because they've been members of the Goodyear Theater for like 40 years or some shit. Whatever. Like when I was a kid, when my dad got remarried, my stepfamily, they were all into like musicals.
Yeah.
And, you know, live performance and stuff like that. We used to go to the Goodyear Theater all the time and watch musicals. So like, I grew up watching that shit there. But yeah, so they had the hookup. But that was the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh, Grandpa Bell can give me a discount.
Man, when I looked up the tickets, like, the highest price was, like, 200 and something. I was like, Primus, I love you to death, y'all, but, like, I've seen you live when it was
I know a stagehand that'll be working it. I might know a security guy that'll be working it.
Right. You know, I'm waiting for the day of where somebody's like, got this extra ticket, who wants to go? And then you wait the 5 hours for them to go, seriously, does anybody just want to fucking take this off my hands?
Nobody's going to do that for that show.
You don't think so? You don't think it's going to be a D-F word? We both knew what's up. I saw like tons of people that day. They were like,
oh, I got this extra ticket, Bobby Clark. Yeah. That's why I tagged Buddy in that. And Buddy went with Bobby.
Yeah.
Buddy's into fucking Die Antwoord.
Yeah, they're fun.
I guess.
They're fun. They have,
he was like visually, you can't really just listen to it. Like visually, it's crazy. If you watch their videos and stuff, it's really fucking good. And yeah. I was like, okay, if there's like this. Like if it's like a visual performance that goes along with the music that I need to kind of incorporate to understand it, yeah, I couldn't listen to that shit
right
on a regular. I tried to the other day. I told him, I'm going to try to listen to it, put it on my Amazon Music, and I got two songs in and was just like, I can't, man.
Just off the top of my head, I think you're freaky. I like that song. That's a good fuck song. That's a good song for anybody that's trying to get laid. Like,
and I like any song that you can fuck to. Like you
They got a song called Fatty... I think it's Fatty Boom Boom or Fatty Fatty Boom Boom.
Yeah.
It's a fun little
jammer. I think I've seen that video.
There's like a handful of songs. I have two of their albums, but I'll say this. There were so many references to period blood throughout one of the records. I don't know why. It was like in your period blood, then I'm going to fuck you and then I put it in your butt or whatever the fuck. Yeah, for the most part, it sucked. It sucked. But the songs that were really good, I was like, yeah, really good. So when I see people that are like overly excited about them,
yeah.
I'm just like, it's just like a few. It's like if you go to see Psy in concert, like Gangnam Style is going to be cool, but the rest of his shit's not going to be. Yeah, cult following all the way. But I'll tell you what I am going to for sure is on November 4th, maybe the show of the year, because the excitement level amongst Northeast Ohioan metalheads is through the fucking roof for this. Like, insane. I'm starting to think that maybe it's going to sell out. The return of Hate Theory.
Oh, one of my favorite fucking bands ever.
Hate Theory, man.
Hate Theory.
Hate Theory's returning. And not only are they returning, but they're returning with a brand new album called Hate Theory 3. And we're going to be premiering the song Razors later on in the show from Hate Theory 3. That's right. You ain't never heard it before unless you're listening to the Rock Savages podcast and they put it out.
They probably have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're cooler than us.
Yeah. Yeah, Jason Stone was cool enough that he hooked us and the Rock Savages podcast up with
thanks, Stone.
This 8-minute banger, son. Hate Theory's playing with the return of Dolly Trauma.
What?
Yeah, I know. That was like the
Yeah, that made a lot of chicks fucking wet.
Which
is awesome because those chicks are like old enough to not be wet anymore. Yeah, because you guys are old as shit.
I need to take a moment because it's so true and funny.
Dolly Trauma. The DTs, man.
Mm-hmm. Not only those bands, but Below the Tide, dude.
Yeah, Below the Guys.
Below the Tide. One of the only bands that I would allow to put the core in their genre name.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll allow it. They're fucking awesome. Also, a badass band of the week. You know, one of the first badass bands of the week that we had, to be honest, man. Their drummer is also brothers with the drummer for Hate Theory. So there's a connection.
Yeah. Two brother drummers.
Mm-hmm.
On the same show.
Not only that, brothers. You want to talk about a band that brings in a crowd, a band that for a while we weren't certain about the future of, but now not only are they going to be playing the Hate Theory show, they're also opening up the Devil Driver Super Joint Ritual show. I'm talking about Erasing Never is going to be opening up. That's what's up. I just friended their drummer on Facebook.
Weren't they out of a bass player? Weren't they out of a guitar player? Weren't they out of something?
Yeah.
And they were looking for something?
Yeah, I think they filled it up.
They got that filled up?
It seems to be filled up. And not only that, Curse Them is also playing. It's a 5-band bill. Effing Curse Them.
It's going to be a dope show.
Yeah. Yeah. Beginning to end. I like the fact that it's some of the newer bands that have come along into the scene. Some of the older bands. It's a nice mix. It's a nice mesh.
Yeah. I'm not moshing.
I'm debating.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
You know, Curse Them has a guy in their band that you may have heard of by the name of Drew.
Drew. Play guitar.
He's playing bass.
Did he play guitar once?
He did.
Did he have dreadlocks once?
He was also, yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
I don't know.
He's also like, just like the most handsome fella you've ever met in your life.
One of the sweetest kids.
So you're coming
he's
up ready.
He's the one. He's the Caligo kid that you wanted to hug.
Every time.
All the time. Anytime you see him, you just wanted to hug him.
He's so nice.
He's got the face that says, hug me.
Sean Ash just sent me a thing saying Death Magnetic from Metallica is his favorite metal record.
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh.
He said it's his. He says it's his.
Oh, it's his?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Death Magnetic. Yeah, I could see that being Sean Ast. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, Nickelback's my favorite band, so.
Yeah. Man, I'm crazy excited about the Hate Theory show, though. When I found out, I was like, oh, yeah. I might have to pit for that. I have friends that are hitting me up. There's friends that are coming from Columbus. There's friends. I'm trying to convince my buddy Joel to come out from Arizona.
Is Kelly coming up?
Hey. Kelly kids.
I haven't got to see Kelly in years, man.
It's been so long.
Years. I love that girl.
Kamira sold out. The Christmas show. It sold out. Sold out the Agora.
Yeah. I was gonna buy a couple tickets just so I could scalp them.
So there's no way. I'm saying this right now. There's no way in fuck that they are not going to do another record.
Or like tour.
When you sell out the Agora, like, you don't go, well, that was fun, guys. We had a nice little hurrah high five.
I think it has a lot to do with those guys getting along because it was the band that couldn't get along with the singer.
Yeah.
So if
with Hunter, Mark Hunter,
Mark, yeah. So if things don't change in that way, then no, they wouldn't fucking do it. Yeah, album. They wouldn't.
You might see him break up halfway through the show,
right? You know, and I'm sure they'll be fine.
More shit, money. My monitors, asshole.
Because
I want to hear more of me and my monitor. I'm not saying he's like that.
I'm sure they got a nice little chunk of change, plus you know a nice little back end deal. So
yeah, man, congrats to them. You know, who hasn't sold out the Agora in a long time. That's a local band,
Mushroom Head.
Just point it out.
Maybe it's Mushroom Head. Hey, you know, back in the day when those guys were not signed and they were just on their own, they used to sell out the Agora all the time. And all the money was theirs. And it was boobies everywhere. Now there's just nothing but 12-year-old kids everywhere with their fucking 40-year-old whore moms buying them $175 hockey jerseys, watching something that resembles Mushroom Head.
Fuck, if that's where the money is, power to them, I guess.
No, good for it. Hey, and they're almost 50, so make that money, bro.
Make it now.
Make that money.
Make it now.
Don't try to pretend like it's something it's not. Let's not try to pretend you're the same band.
Yeah.
Or you write the same music.
Yeah.
Or let's not go that far. Let's just fucking agree that, you know, you can make some money.
For
you.
Who else is returning? I saw the band Slutbox. They're returning. They're going to be playing with Vantana.
Slutbox. I remember seeing those dudes at the fucking old Peabody's.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And being like sandwiched in on the fucking ramp right there.
I remember one of the guys in the band telling me to fuck off because.
Was it the fat one?
I'm not going to say which one it was.
It was the fat one. He was kind of a dick. He was kind of a dick. I can't remember who he was.
I just know that I went to go grab my drink from the stage. Like, we played a show. We played, like, right before him. And we were taking our stuff down. They were setting their stuff up. I went to go grab my drink. It was the last thing. I was just like, excuse me real quick. And he's like, hey, man, why don't you fuck off? And it just fucked my head up but you know what?
Maybe he was just fucking with you.
They had a bad set, so I felt good.
Yeah, but Slutbox never really had a good set.
There you go.
But they had a sweet name, though. Slutbox was a great name.
It's a great name. And they're playing with Vantana, and I got nothing but love for those dudes. Those guys are nice.
It always seemed to fit, at least when I seen them, because the show was small and hot and smelled real bad.
Yeah.
Like a Slutbox.
Like a Slutbox. I know there's a bunch more shows coming up, but, like, seriously, like, get your ass
there's
to
a
Blackout
couple, there's
Cookout.
There's a couple that I know about that I can't talk about.
Yeah, I know, yeah, man.
Like, it's not professional.
Oh,
for me to talk about them.
We can talk about this one. October 20th, free show at Annabelle's Fistula is going to be playing. I will be there for sure. I just love Annabelle's, man. It's super punk rock. It's also super close to me, so it's very convenient. Gosh, I hope people go to that Wall Creeper Harvey Picard show. Like, see, if you're listening to this and you're going to the show. Okay, if you're going to the show and you see me there, I'll be the only fat guy with a beard and an Andre the Giant hat there. to me and hang out with me because I'll just be standing there awkwardly.
And then
I'll end up leaving early because I'll be like, I don't have any friends here. So somebody be my friend.
If I end up going, he'll be the fat guy with a beard and Andre the Giant hat standing next to a fat guy with a red beard.
Dude, man. If you ain't got shit going on, Grant, I'm saying Thursday, dude.
Well, I want to see Harvey Picard live, so I might come out.
Crush.
You know, it's like Friday is my early day at work, so,
right.
You know. Speaking of, I don't want to be a bitch about it.
I do have a new friend that might go.
Who?
His name's Rob Runt.
What?
He's my friend.
He's not coming down.
Last week we talked about he wasn't going to accept my friend request. It took him 2 hours to say yeah.
I know, and I told you. I said, give him 48 hours. Yeah. It took him two.
I owe you a stacker, or not a stacker.
It's not here.
A 5-hour. No, okay, so here's what happened.
So it's not here.
It's not here.
But it's not here.
But it will be. It will be the next time I see you. I got to take the kids out tomorrow anyway. I'll pick it up. They didn't have the mango flavor at my gas station.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Has to be the peach mango.
And then my wife being a sweetheart, she went out and she picked up some stuff that was on sale, but it's like the stacker two ones.
Oof.
Yeah, I tried it and I was like, I got to get
Granny's. You're like, oh, mango. That's why that's a dollar.
So thanks for accepting my friend request on Facebook, Rob Bryant. I am now officially Cleveland Metal, motherfucker.
You never had anything to worry about.
I did.
You sent a request a long time ago. It got buried in some fucking requests.
Yeah.
I get sent requests all the fucking time. Shit gets buried, and then people are like, oh, I sent your request. And then I look, and it's like 20 fucking down. And I just didn't get it. I didn't see it. I don't check my shit all the time.
Yeah.
So when I was like, you know what? Just fucking send it again. Give him 48 hours.
Yeah.
And he was like, bam, I'm your friend.
It felt good. I ain't gonna lie, man. It felt good.
I high-fived my wife. I was like, yeah, we're pretty tight now. We're fucking boys.
We're boys, dude. We're
fucking boys.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah. Politicians hide themselves away. They only started the war. Why should they go out to fight? They leave their all to the poor. Yeah. Darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
Talk about everybody's favorite thing, and that's heavy metal.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking is, what's your... I can't ask you in particular. Today I went up on Facebook, and I asked just randomly, what's your favorite metal album? And I got some good replies. I got some really good replies.
Yeah.
And I got some joke ones. Sean asked, Death Magnetic, motherfucker.
Oh, that was an honest one.
You think so?
It's from the heart.
Oh. One of the answers was Green Day.
Okay.
Somebody was like, Green Day.
Not a metal band, but...
Or an album.
Yeah.
You know, but I let him know I don't believe him. The guys from Fistula, two of the guys from the band Fistula, Buddy, he says Wings, Band on the Run, which cracked me up.
Band on the Run.
I let him know. I just like, now I know what to get him for his birthday.
Band on the Run.
Corey Bing from Fistula had the best answer. $3 bill, y'all.
What?
Corey Bing! The man behind Fistula.
See, again, these are all jokes. Nobody's giving you a serious answer.
There was multiple takers for Number of the Beast from Iron Maiden.
Great album.
There were a few Metallica records. Ride the Lightning was brought up by a couple people. Puppets and Justice for All. I was like, you know what? Those are the three best fucking Metallica records easily. So
What I want to do is I want to talk about essential. Like, we'll just, I'll just name a band. And if somebody's like, I want to get into this band, what direction do you point that motherfucker in? Say, I'm to say, I've never heard Pantera. I'm going to buy a Pantera CD. What CD should I get?
Yeah, I mean, and but my favorite album was Far Beyond Driven, but I would also recommend The Great Southern Trendkill.
Right.
Because those were the two best albums, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like,
and you can't go wrong with Vulgar or Cowboys from Hell either.
We talked about it last show as far as Pantera goes. And I don't understand going from The Great Southern Trendkill to what they did.
Yeah.
It was such a fucking, like, it was weird. It was weird.
My boy Herschel, he was like, Suffocation, Pinnacle of Bedlam, Gore Guts, Cryptopsy. I had no idea that my motherfucker even listened to metal, let alone the brutal shit.
Yeah, super brutal.
But there was like a Cannibal Corpse was one of the
Butchered at Birth. It was a great album. Slayer's Rain and Blood, obviously one of the best metal albums ever.
Yeah.
The Deftones, Adrenaline, to me, one of the best metal albums ever.
They picked Cannibal Corpse's The Bleeding, which has the Stripped, Raped, and Strangled on it. Right. Was it Fucker with a Knife or whatever that one is? And I let them know. I was like, that album scared the shit out of me as a kid. That was one of the last albums actually when I heard it. Because that was the first time I ever heard Cannibal, like, really listened to Cannibal Corpse. Scared me a little bit. But now I'm like, not bad. But me, I've also known to be more of a Corpse Grinder guy than I am a Barnes guy.
Me too.
And I would, if I were to point somebody, like, you know, into the direction, I'd say, like, why don't you listen to the Kill record? Because it's as far as Cannibal Corpse goes, it's a pretty listenable record. Even if you're not into death metal, but if you're not into death metal, why would you ask me what Cannibal Corpse record to fucking?
I just assumed by their album covers in the late 80s when I was a kid that they were Satan worshippers. Because as a kid, I didn't know what Satanism was.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you just thought it was scary horror movies.
I thought
shit.
That they were, you know, sacrifices and animals and blood orgies and. it's none of that.
They also recommended Demanufacture from Fear Factory, which I was like, that's a good one. That's a good record. Fear Factory, to me, like, with as much as I like Fear Factory, like, I feel like they have two albums that, you know, I'd be like, they have the two, the Roadrunner ones. What's the album called? Obsolete?
Yeah, I didn't even like, there was only a couple songs on that.
You could kind of tell there was a little bit of selloutness going on in there.
Record labelness.
Yeah, record labelness for sure.
Somebody was trying to recoup their investment.
There was a lot of Sabbath discussion. A lot of Sabbath discussion. Most metalheads will tell you that the first four, anything from the first four records is gold. And then even the fifth and sixth, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath was recommended. I think fucking Tucker was saying like his favorite was Sabotage. I was like, yeah, I get that. Nobody said the album that I was automatically like, best Sabbath record, Paranoid. The second record, which has the three biggest Black Sabbath hits in the world. It has Iron Man, Paranoid, and War Pigs.
Right, and those are like the big songs.
And the rest of the album's really fucking dope too. But there was one suggestion of the very first Sabbath record. And then there was some for Master of Reality. And I was like, yeah.
But these are all opinions because, the question is your favorite.
Right.
Right.
So let's go with Sabbath here. Somebody wants to get into Sabbath. What would you say would be ideal? What direction would you point them into the Black Sabbath?
Album-wise?
Yeah.
I guess the Paranoid album, but, like, you know, I always go the route of, like, oh, here, listen to Sweetleaf, dude.
Right.
Because I'm a fucking stoner.
Yeah, Sweetleaf, my old band, we covered that song. We used to cover that. Some guy gave me weed, and I was like, dude, I don't even smoke weed. And he goes, just take it. Just take it. You guys did Sabbath.
And then you smoked weed forever.
Forever and ever.
Since then, you smoked at the van, and that was it.
It's exactly right.
Been smoking pot ever since. Thank you, old guy.
Yeah, I would say Paranoid, too. Like, as far as an introductory piece goes, like, if you meet somebody.
It has to be something with Ozzy. You can't, like, be like, here's some Sabbath.
Yeah, listen to this
fucking deal.
Right.
You know,
dude, like, I think you guys would really like Heaven and Hell. I think it would confuse the shit out of them.
Yeah, it's still Black Sabbath, but it's just a whole other thing.
Now, Manson, I think Antichrist Superstar. Rock and roll souls. Damn,
I mean,
talk about a guy who has some really great records.
Yeah. Up until Mechanical Animals.
That threw me off. That threw me through a loop.
I didn't like it.
Me neither.
Whatever. That Antichrist Superstar album,
yes,
front to back, is timeless.
Absolutely.
Timeless metal album. That tour was the best show I've ever seen.
Yeah, the full show.
It had like CSU top YouTube. Three. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah,
the whole show. Yeah, see, I was there.
Yeah.
I was there for that fucking show. And it was... you can't explain how good it was. You can't. Like, if you've experienced mind-blowingly great shows, no matter who the band is, then you understand what I'm talking about. It's just top three live shows, if not the best live show I've ever seen, was that fucking tour. It was crazy.
Yeah, I still talk with people about that show to this day. And, I think I was 16 when they came around.
Yeah.
So I was still young, still just... I was still just getting into it and like the whole concert experience. And so that was one of like my first 10 shows that I went to.
That went up at CSU?
And yeah. And that was fucking hard to top for like a long time. I don't think it was until I saw Bloodhound Gang where I was like, yeah, maybe that topped.
You know, we talked about that before when I seen the Bloodhound Gang on that fucking Roar tour.
I was there.
Right.
Iggy Pop.
And yeah. And Iggy fucking man, that guy's leathered. His skin is weird. But really great live though, because he was old mm-hmm. back then and he fucking killed it. But that show, like, I'd been to a handful of Pantera shows already, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm watching the Bloodhound Gang at Blossom and seats are getting torn out of the concrete and thrown through the mosh pit. And it wasn't like one or two. I mean, seats were getting fucking ripped out of the concrete and just tossed. It was a chair battle, battle of fucking chairs at Blossom. And I'm sitting there laughing. Me and Nikki Miller. Nikki Miller was a tattoo artist from Ohio. She lives out in California. Tattoos out there now. Great tattoo artist. I'm with her and we're just looking at each other like, bro, we don't even see this at Pantera. Like, chairs don't get ripped out of concrete for Pantera. This is the Bloodhound Gang. There was 15-year-old kids going fucking ape shit.
I was one of those guys.
Jared running around in his fucking boxers.
Yeah, I went absolutely bonkers when they did their cover of Run DMC's It's Tricky.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like,
you're like, oh, this is my shit.
Charged that fucking thing, man.
And threw a chair.
Yeah. Hooray for boobies.
Boondocks.
Hooray for Boobies is the correct answer when it comes to Bloodhound Gang Essential Records.
You turned me on to that one. Like, you were like, hey, you should pick up that album.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that album.
It's a great record. It's one of those beginning to end. I also highly recommend One Fierce Beer Coaster. That's another fucking banger, dude. Like, Jimmy Papa Lee, I've stated this for years. I think he's the most underrated MC of all time. As far as being a lyricist, coming up with clever one-liners after one-liner after one-liner.
Right.
It's like everything that comes out of that dude's mouth can crack, like, make you spit coffee out of your nose.
Because he was that smart-ass kid that you wanted to kill.
Yeah.
As a parent. Like, if you were a parent, like, he was that kid that you just couldn't control, and he was in his own world all the time.
And when you're a kid, that's the guy you want to be.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah. And he just stuck. I think he's kept it. He's been a kid his whole life. Jimmy, Jimmy, y'all, Jimmy, damn, Jimmy, yay. Give me the mic, Rob, so I can take it away. Got more lines in the welfare office. Are you upset you'll never get to be as clever as this? Spreading quicker than your mom. Have a feel, but don't copy. Yeah, I stole your beat, but that's because you dropped it. Crude as oil, hold up, but slick. I'm gonna get you from behind like a gay convict. Cause my name ain't Quasimodo, but I still got a hunch. Like,
what about Lamb of God, man? What direction would you point people in the Lamb of God?
Ashes of the Wake.
Ooh.
It's front to back.
Yeah.
All the songs. Nothing is bad on that album. Like, it's just... Ashes of the Wake, to me, is their album.
Ashes of the Wake was the last album that they put out that I listened to religiously.
Right.
You know, I was a bit of a bigger fan of As the Palaces Burn. Maybe it's has something to do with the fact that Devin Townsend produced it, and so I was a Devin Townsend mark and shit. But, like, production-wise... I like the fact that it didn't feel like it was this huge fucking, like, boom. Like, Ashes of the Wake, it was in your face. That shit was loud. Like, they cranked that fucking shit up.
Oh, yeah.
But, I feel that, man. Ashes of the Wake, it would be the best introductory piece, too.
I would say.
Yeah, like, I think that, like, it would be easier to listen to that and then go into, like, the first two records of theirs.
Well, then you gotta have them to Burn the Priest.
Yeah, yeah.
Because well, of Lamb of God.
I think that would happen.
Was really good.
I think that would just happen naturally if you end up falling in love with Lamb of God.
Yeah, yeah. You research that, yeah.
And Lamb of God's one of those bands, like, I don't know. Like, I listened to the Sacrament record and some of the other stuff. But after a while, I don't know what it is.
Where bands fall off?
Yeah.
After, like, the third album?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. But it happens to a lot of bands.
And
bands that you love.
Yeah. Yeah. Still to this day, you're like, I love that band.
I was actually,
but I really, really love the early shit.
That's weird because I was thinking about that today when I was mowing. Right?
Yeah.
Like, because I always listen to music and mm-hmm. shit and shit. So I was like, in my head, I'm like, is it not that their writing is getting worse? Right? Or mm-hmm. they're writing things that you don't like. As much as it is just different.
Yeah.
You're used to this. This is what you fell in love with.
Yes.
As time, like a person, right? Mm-hmm. You fall in love with a girl or you fall in love with a guy, okay? As time goes on, year one, year two, year three, we'll call those albums, right? After album three, year three, you're kind of like, still a good band, but.
Yeah.
Music's getting a little stale.
Right.
You know, it's not really, I've heard it all from you.
This is going to be a bit of a tougher one. This is a band that never fell off.
Okay.
Ever. And they have a career of well over 20 years, and that's GWAR. Now, the first album that jumps to my head, especially if I'm thinking about essential, like the essential GWAR, because that's what we're doing here, would be Scumdogs of the Universe. You know, fucking Maggots and Salamanizer and Sick of You. Fucking Sick of You is probably their biggest song.
Favorite songs ever. Well, I've played it for girls before. You know, because I'm a Browns fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people come up with, you know, crazy outfits to go to the Browns games and shit.
Yeah.
I was going to get a legit jersey and have it embroidered.
Yeah.
Like the actual sewn on letters. Scumdog.
Yeah. Right?
DAWG. Scumdog.
Oh, I see.
And get me a legit odorous mask and go to the fucking games.
Dude.
And like have severed heads of the other team.
Dude, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm into it.
I'm gonna be on fucking TV in no time.
Well, I can't say this enough though. There you can't go wrong with a GWAR record. Maybe you can a little bit with their first record, Hello. But beyond that, like anything, America Must Be Destroyed. Fucking Have You Seen Me? Ragnarok is a fucking fun ass goddamn record.
Kill Everything.
Oh, We Kill Everything?
I had that hoodie that I can get like $130 for now on eBay.
Yeah.
But my ex's little brother stole it from me.
Oh.
Along with my Cannibal Corpse hoodie.
We Kill Everything was kind of a polarizing record for a lot of GWAR fans that I knew. Like, people didn't like the fact that it kind of had a pop-punky thing.
Yeah.
Like, Nitro Burn and Funny Bong, fucking an animal. But I love the fact that it was super comedic, and they dropped that shit to do Dave Brocky Experience. They were like, all right, we'll just do DBX from this point forward. But as far as GWAR records goes, I'm like, it stands out, and it's fucking Nitro Burn and Funny Bong. What the fuck? Like, seriously.
Did GWAR put out a bad album?
No, they've never put out a bad record.
Right.
Ever. Right. Carnival of Chaos is another one of those records that's probably a lot of people's least favorite. But for real, though, for real, Sean Ass from the Lousy Weather Media Network, the podcast, the main show.
Oh, the guy that likes Metallica.
Who thinks Metallica's Death Magnetic is their best work yet. He thinks Carnival Chaos is the best record ever. And I was like, you know what? I kind of feel that. Like, that record also has a special spot in my heart, though. It's just one of those albums that came out at a time where I needed that album. I needed to hear fucking Penguin Attack and
Billy Badass.
Billy Badass, dude.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Me too.
Yeah. What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep. Willy Billy. Like, that's the shit that
we're taking
like,
a bath.
A silly bear. Chilly Willy Billy. Whatever the fuck.
Come on now, I'm clearing the path.
Dude, Rocky, I miss you so fucking much.
Thank you for hanging out with me once.
Yeah, for real, dude.
We hung out with him the same night.
Yeah.
It was the same night.
We shared stage show ideas. Like, I was telling him, like, I was just like, I had this idea for a thing. And he's like, I might steal that. And Jessica's like, oh, I'm going to fuck you so hard.
You liked your idea.
You liked your idea. We made fun of Slipknot together. True story. Guar did something incredible, though, is they, I believe it was the Violence Has Arrived record. They went heavy. Like, heavy. Like, heavy. Fucking like
riff-wise?
Heavy. Yeah. Music-wise, vocally, like, everything about that band went into this fucking crazy direction. And they did War Party, which is a perfect fucking record. They did Beyond Hell, which is a great fucking album as well. Also produced by Devin Townsend. And he's on a song called Tormental. I highly recommend some Torment. That's not, that album's just fucking perfect. Battle Maximus. So, but I'm trying to think of, I would say, I guess Scumdogs. You would, if I'm trying to point somebody new into some Guar. If you're listening and you've never listened to Guar, I guess I would say Scumdogs.
I would probably say Ragnarok.
Ooh, Ragnarok's a good one too. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't that one have Meat Sandwich on it? I think it does.
I don't know.
Oh man. Yeah. Ragnarok also has the song War Ghoul, which is one of the heaviest songs of all time. Like, it is a fucking...
I was trying to remember what album I listened to first, and it was America Must Be Destroyed. That's the one that Tim Liston turned me on to in, like, fucking seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this or whatever?
What is this?
What is this? I don't understand.
Cracking the Egg, Gore Gore.
Gore
Gore. The Road Behind. Yeah, on the whiskey. Yeah, when I listen to that song,
same old song.
This is a true story.
Yes,
when Brocky died, and I had to tell my wife that Brocky died, I was already listening to Guar, and Road Behind came on, and I skipped it. I was like, I can't do it.
I can't do it right now. I'm gonna cry.
I waited 2 days.
Before you listened to it? Yeah. And then you still cried.
I cried like a bitch.
Still cried.
I'm about to cry thinking about it. Fuck. Guar's good, people. Listen to Guar. All of it's good, I guess.
I don't understand people that don't like Guar.
Fucking
Crash Crosland? Fucking Logan?
Who are these people? Why?
Seriously, like Logan Crosland is into Striper.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Right?
There you go.
I'm just saying, he's in the Striper.
I like that Christian metal, bro.
Loves fucking Striper, dude. Right? But you want to fucking tell me how Guar sucks. If your arms and legs weren't already fucked up, I'd fuck your arms and legs up.
Finish him.
All right, let's just go through some here. Corrosion of Conformity, I would say Deliverance. Go listen to Deliverance. I've been listening to that. I just want to put out that I listen to that record, and I like it a bunch.
Is this the one that your wife knows too much about now?
She knows way too much about, because I listened to it like twice in a row, and I talked over it the first time, just going like, this right here, this part coming up where he says this one thing, oh, so good, and how this one's just all, it's all just guitar solos in this song, and then the next one, oh, so fucking heavy. I love it. It's a great record. It's very 90s sounding, though, as far as COC stuff goes. They got the song Clean My Wounds on there, which just sounds like some skater 1990s alternative metal rock song. But it was a big hit. And according to metalheads, the song Albatross is like, that's the hit. But like, according to mainstream listeners, it was Clean My Wounds.
That's just the one everybody knows, is Albatross.
What about Kiss? Where do you point them in the direction? Can you use Alive? Can you say, like, listen to Alive?
No. I mean, you can. You can say whatever. It's an album. It's an album.
Right.
The Destroyer album?
I was about to say Destroyer, probably, right?
I would probably hip him to that.
It's got God of Thunder, which is, I mean, that's a fucking heavy, dope-ass tune.
Yeah.
And it's got Detroit Rock City. You got one of the better Paul songs, and you got the best Gene Simmons song.
Woohoo! Yeah! That's right!
All right, here's a tough one. Slayer.
Rain and Blood.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That would be, that's the album.
That's the one you'd throw them right into?
Yeah. You're not going to respect everything else as much, I don't think, after that album. I really think that's their best album.
Yeah. Not South of Heaven. What about Seasons in the Abyss, though? Seasons in the Abyss was the first album that I ever heard from Slayer.
Okay.
And it did the trick, you know. I was a kid. But that did the trick. Fucking, what's this song? War Ensemble?
That's a good song.
I mean, fucking... And the song Seasons in the Abyss, that was up on the Headbangers Ball quite a bit. So there you go, Rain and Blood. Or maybe a little bit of the Seasons in the Abyss. Also early Slayer shit. Also early Slayer. My favorite record from them, though, on a personal level, is God Hates Us All. Like, I thought that, and with as much as I love Dave Lombardo, Paul Bostaff fucking came in and just tore shit the fuck up on that record.
I still have the promotion flyer that they were giving out at concerts back then for the God Hates Us All album, and it looked like a Ticketmaster ticket. And it had, you know, the name of the album, when it came out, blah, 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 all the information and shit. I still have that flyer. It was at Ozfest. I got it for that. 98, I think.
Yeah. Rain and Blood, though. Rain and Blood's got, obviously it's got the title track, and it's got a little tune called Angel of Death.
Which, this is the album that I'm going to be playing when they fucking kill Ashford Thompson.
Angel of Death gets my dick hard, dude.
When they're strapping Ashford Thompson to the fucking table, and they're getting ready to get the needles in his arms to kill this motherfucker, I'm going to be outside in the parking lot at the prison with an RV, a barbecue, and a big sound system. And Rain and Blood's going to be on. And Angel of Death's going to be playing. I can't wait. I'm going to piss so many people off. I don't care. I'm literally going to be eating sausage sandwiches while they kill your friend and son. He fucking deserves it.
All right, I think I know the answer to this one. Clutch.
The Clutch album.
Yeah, the self-titled, man.
But that's the one that I fell in love with, and if I was going to point anybody to Clutch, this is Clutch.
Yeah.
This is what Clutch is.
You got to have Spacegrass on the album.
And then you have to kind of explain to them, like, Clutch takes different directions over their career. Their albums are going to vary. So don't be, like, thrown off or sad if you find something from Clutch that you don't like after you listen to the Clutch album, because there's going to be stuff that you don't like. Have they written bad albums? No.
No.
They've written bad songs. Not even bad songs, just songs that you're not going to agree with.
Yeah. Yeah, just, like, might be a little... Some songs are a little just like... Yeah, I'm a blues man. And like, maybe that's not for you.
Whatever. Just listen to the Clutch album.
Yeah.
Go to that one first.
I'll go to that one first. And then, you know, maybe Elephant Riders. That's a good...
I've never stopped loving that band since I heard that band. So,
Yeah. But Clutch, for sure. That's the essential.
Listen up, you stinking maggots. It seems you just don't get it.
We're going to have to talk about this kind of stuff some more. I like talking about things that we like, albums and such, because I feel like we haven't even cracked the surface.
I feel like I'm getting to a point in my life where, like, I don't even like things anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what I like anymore.
You should go on the Let the Hate Flow Through You podcast.
I should.
And the subject should be everything. What do you hate? Fucking everything.
Everything. I don't know what I don't hate anymore.
Yeah.
I hate pretty much everything.
Hate. Let the hate theory flow through you.
Oh!
That's a good segue. A
beautiful segue. I like how you did that. You're like a pro.
Because
we don't need broadcasting school to tell us about segues.
We don't need none of that shit. We're going to do it. We're going to play you
a brand new.
Brand fucking new.
Hate Theory tune.
What?
Because they're fucking playing a show.
Yes.
What?
With Dolly Trauma. Erasing Never. And Below the Guys.
Oh.
I love Below the Tide, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're going to do. No. Well, because Chris has been out.
The singer-wise, right?
Right, for a long time and shit. They haven't played for a long time. I don't think they've practiced for a long time.
I'm in.
Lattin's been busy being a dad recently because he just had a daughter. So he's all dad it out.
I'll do it. If you don't think I can do it below the tide, go to our Instagram, keeping it 99, and check out my audition for Pantera that I put up the other day.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's really good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. We should play. Are we going to play that on the show?
Well, give I mean, a little... I'll play it right now. So, yeah, kind of.
That was good.
Yeah.
You'll make it.
I'm in.
You'll make it.
I'm in. What can we say about Hate Theory? Have they been badass band of the week? Because you were just saying we've done like 8,000 shows now.
A billion shows now. I don't remember that if we've ever made them badass band of the week or not. I don't know.
I know we've made Foul Spirits, which Jeff Falls the singer of. I know we've had Burn Blue Sky.
I honestly don't know if we've ever made them badass band of the week. They are, in fact, a badass band. They're one of my favorite bands since I was a teenager. So it's...
No.
You get new stuff. Their fucking album, their old shit. Freezing was fucking a great tune.
Oh my god, it's in my head right now. Yeah. That song is in my fucking head right now. Ah, so many mosh pits. So many mosh pits. Ah, you're not gonna pit at the show, you say? I'm not gonna.
It's so silly. That's so silly. I can't.
You've gone to the hospital for that.
I have. Multiple times. Yes. Dude. I've told the story about the weekend that they played the doubleheader at the Gyro. Mm-hmm. At the Euro Gyro in Kent, they played Friday night and they played Saturday night. I went Friday night, cracked 3 ribs, came back Saturday night, and was like, oh, I'm, broken ribs. I'm not going to mosh. And then eventually, corpse paint or something fucking sucked me in, and I start moshing, and then black eye. I get a skull right to the fucking eye, black eye. So, Hate Theory Friday, broken ribs. Hate Theory Saturday, black fucking eye. Almost a broken nose. Surprised my nose didn't get broke.
You've paid your dues.
Yeah, on the floor, which is exactly why I don't need to do it anymore. I've left it all on the field.
This show might sell out.
I think it's going to come close to selling out. It's going to be a big one.
You can go on TicketFly.com and pick up tickets, or you can go to Heads Up.
Ooh, Heads Up Head Shop in Cuyahoga Falls for all your fucking smoking needs.
Yeah, man.
If you want to stop in and get some Hate Theory shirts,
yeah,
they're selling them. Dude. Need some fucking tickets for the show? They're selling them.
Go to Heads Up, man. The best head shop in Northeast Ohio, motherfucker.
Grinders, glass pieces, fucking scales. Mm-hmm. You need to fucking take a piss for your boss? They got that pee.
Yeah.
They got that pee for you so you don't fail and look like a dum-dum.
You can find them on Facebook at Heads Up LLC 2037. 2037 State Road, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Or you can give them a call, 330-822-2439 for your motherfucking Hate Theory tickets.
Give them a shout-out.
Do it.
Do you smoke weed?
Yeah.
Go there.
The drummer from Below the Tide runs that shit. They're playing the show, too, so that's pretty fucking awesome. Do you like my... Let's see, that was a
good one. If you give him a hander in the back, he'll give you a 10% discount.
Mm-hmm. And tell him...
all of your smoking needs.
Tell him Grant said you to give him a hander.
Yeah.
He'll love that. All right, man. Let's play him with some motherfucking brand new Hate Theory. I know that's what everybody's waiting for. Everybody's like, ugh.
And of course, we made them, wait until the end of the show.
You had to listen to the show?
You had to listen to the whole thing. You couldn't just... We weren't going to give you your fucking dessert
this band
before you had your burger. You had to get you through your burger first.
This band goes into the Keeping It 99 Badass Hall of Fame of the Week or whatever.
Of life.
Badass band.
The Badass Band of Life Hall of Fame.
So until next time, my name is Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Hate Beard.
Oh, get it? Because of the hate theory. Because of the hate thing. Yeah.
There's lots of hate.
So much fucking hate.
Yeah. Put down your tiki torches.
Bye.
My blood to wield, praise our blade, pass every eye.
when I saw them play the ballroom with Killswitch Engage and Shadows Fall, and this is the night that I got drunk and didn't give a fuck about the dude from Shadows Fall to his face and his stupid fucking dreadlocks and his shitty fucking overrated band.
He's a nice guy.
And Josh Finner handed me a joint, which I was so drunk, I thought it was a cigarette. So I held it like a cigarette, like, yeah, we're smoking a cigarette. Well,
he's like, you gonna pass me that?
I was gone. Like, I passed out in my dude's truck after Lamb of God played, walking out, flipping off everybody, going, fuck Killswitch Engage. Fuck that band. You fucking 14-year-old girls. Y'all a bunch of 14-year-old girls. Heartbroken bitches. I fucking listen to Lamb of God. Who the fuck are you people? Like, that was my metal elitism just fucking jumped out like a motherfucker.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.